Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Friday morning, 65 degrees. It's muggy and wet. John Walker Lind was released from prison Thursday after serving 17 years out of a 20-year sentence. Fox's Mike Tobin recaps Lind's imprisonment.
The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, a young man from California who left America to fight alongside the Taliban and was discovered in a prison near Mazar-e Sharif, Afghanistan. Lind had been interviewed by CIA Special Operative Mike Spann. Shortly after, Spann was killed in a prison uprising. The family of Spann says Lind knew of the uprising, kept quiet, leaving Spann unaware of the ambush. Lind ultimately took a plea for aiding the Taliban and carrying weapons in Afghanistan. The sentence was 20 years. Federal sentencing guidelines allow release with good behavior after 85% of the sentence is served.
Lind was released with strict probation requirements, such as not being allowed online without permission or traveling freely for his continued support of extremists while he was in prison.
The Wichita Valley Center floodway, the Big Ditch, following its flowing quite a bit deeper than usual thanks to all this week's rain. Jim Hardesty, City of Wichita's interim stormwater division manager, says the Big Ditch is still far from capacity. It's only at about 8 feet right now. It's designed to hold close to 30 feet.
The floodway is working completely as designed, and everything seems to be looking okay.
The city says crews are working around the clock, cleaning inlets, and also keeping an eye on river levees.
The city of Burton is asking residents to restrict their water usage until the end of May.
Restricting water usage will take the pressure off the city's sewer system. The immense amount of rain coming in from storms has caused the sewer system to be near capacity for water flow. Residents of Burton are being asked to limit doing laundry as well as taking showers and baths. Pumping any more water into the sewer system should be discouraged. If you are cleaning up water in your house, please try to dump it outside and not into the system. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A lawsuit alleges a Kansas police cadet was fired after pressing sexual battery charges against her supervisor. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court contends the Kansas City, Kansas cadet delayed reporting the abuse for fear of retaliation and found that fear justified when Police Chief Terry Ziegler fired her for exaggerated cause. Following the criminal prosecution of the officer, she accused of inappropriately touching her.
He terrorized Florida in the mid-80s when he killed 10 women. Now, justice has been done.
65-year-old Bobby Joe Long was given a lethal injection on Thursday afternoon at the Florida State Prison. The 65-year-old had been convicted and sentenced to death after an 8-month-long killing spree in 1984, crimes that he confessed to. Most of his 10 victims, all women, were strangled to death. Some had their throats slit, others just bludgeoned to death. Long also put the women's dead bodies in gruesome poses to be found by police. John Saucier, Fox News.
Children's television star Fred Rogers is honored in his home state.
Late star of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Fred Rogers had a code to friends 143, which stood for the number of letters in the words, I love you.
Many ways to say 143. It's such.
In honor of the Pennsylvania native, the state's governor, Tom Wolf, is declaring May 23rd, 143 Day, calling it the first statewide day of kindness. Residents encouraged to spread the love and to share their kind acts on social media using the hashtag 143 Day in PA. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wichita River Festivals kicks off next week, May 31st to June 8th. Wichita Festivals, Inc. President and CEO Mary Beth Jarvis is leaving the job she's held for 7 years. Jarvis tells KNSS News last year's attendance was more than 460,000. Have you ever assessed the economic impact of the annual festival?
Our data is getting a little long in the tooth, but a few years ago, with the help of Visit Wichita and others, the estimate is basically that in 9 days, we add between $25 and $30 million to the local economy.
Mary Beth Jarvis is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Unfortunately, the stormy weather pattern we have been in is not going anywhere anytime soon and will likely stick around through at least the middle part of next week. Showers and a few thunderstorms on their way out this morning, and more will develop this afternoon and this evening. Today's high 77. Tonight's low 66. Rain and storms late Saturday. Tomorrow, 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, today we have a thunder shower, rain. 65 degrees, southwest wind gusting up to 31 miles per hour. Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning, and someone broke into Nate Roman's home last week, and you can say they really cleaned up. They also made the beds and made origami roses on the toilet paper rolls. Roman tells the Boston Globe when he got home from work last Wednesday, it was clear someone had been inside, but instead of swiping things, they wiped things, like the toilets, which were scrubbed clean. As you might imagine, Roman says the whole experience was weird and creepy. He contacted police. They know of no other cases of breaking and vacuuming in the area. Roman suspects a housekeeping service went to his home by mistake and got in through his unlocked back door.
There you go. That's a good theory.
It wasn't a creepy cleaning nut that came in there. It could have been the mistaken.
Maybe that person would like to victimize me.
Well. Yeah, just leave your back door open. Something will happen, I'm sure. The wreck of the final U.S. slave ship has been found in coastal waters infested with alligators and poisonous snakes. Question now is what to do with it. Some have suggested raising the ship and putting it in a museum. Others want it to become the centerpiece of a national memorial to the slave trade. Leaving the remains in the river and marking the area is another possibility. Archaeologist James Delgado participated in the work, says, the find represents a remarkable chance for research and inspiration. The United States banned slave importation in 1808, but a ship called the Clotilda arrived in Mobile, Alabama in 1860 with an illegal cargo of captured Africans. Ship was burned to hide evidence, and its exact whereabouts were unknown until now. I would think you'd want to get that, raise that thing, and do what you could to preserve it and put it someplace as a... That'd be something interesting, I would think. Something interesting to see from a historical perspective. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted, and just want to give you a heads up that coming up here next hour, we've got the Secret Sound Contest, the KNSS Secret Sound. Now, we're going to play the Secret Sound for you on the air at 7:10, 7:20, and 7:40. We'll give you some clues, and you keep track of the clues, and it might help you identify the Secret Sound. When you hear the cue to call at around 7:50 this morning. Be the first caller at 316-869-1330 to correctly identify the sound, and you could win a large five-topping pizza of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. It's kind of a fun thing.
Sweet.
Got the Secret Sound coming up. Ted's got it all ready to go, and we'll be putting you on the picture on that about a half hour from now. Secret Sound. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Thursday trading was two-sided for the cattle complex that saw the feeder cattle make new lows for the week. The good news was the live cattle and feeders managed to close positive. The cattle may have got a little bounce from the late sell-off in the grain futures, and Wednesday's beef stocks in the cold storage report was also price-friendly. Lean hogs started the session lower and also closed mostly positive. Now, today is a monthly cattle on feed report. At the close yesterday, June cattle 15 cents higher, 110.80. August feeders 42 cents higher, 143.02, and June hogs 22 cents lower at 89.42. Now Thursday, the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex closed negative after having early session positive trade. Now December corn yesterday had its highest trade since last June 1st. Now today is the final trading session ahead of a three-day Memorial weekend. At the moment, July KC wheat 6.5 cents higher at 431.75. July corn 5.5 cents higher at 395.25. July soybeans up 5.25 cents at 826.75. July crude oil trading 72 cents higher at 58.64. June gold down $4.5 at 12.80.90. The June S&P 17.5 points higher at 28.37. June dollar index 6 cents lower at 97.66. With the June Dow Jones futures up 164 points at 25,627. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Just taking a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar. Looks like you've got some rain over there in Butler County near Augusta. Is that correct?
We do. We got light showers at the moment.
Has it been light? Because we've had some heavy rain over here in Wichita this morning.
Well, it's light at the moment, but it came and gone being heavy and not heavy.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good area going on here for the next couple of hours at least, and then some more after that. So you will not be going out to the lake to fry up your fish as you usually do on Memorial Day, right?
No, I think you're going to see the lake come to us.
That's right. We coined that phrase yesterday, didn't we?
I didn't hear that one, though.
Yeah, you know, we don't go to the lake. The lake goes to us, right?
That is right.
All right. Well, so the markets are going to be closed Monday.
Correct.
And we'll see you back here on Tuesday, and we'll just have a good old weekend to say, and hope you have a great weekend, sir.
You guys have a great weekend, too.
All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. That's coming up right here on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.